Change is nature, the part that we can influence. And it starts...
Eye of the tiger.
Decide.
Eye of the tiger, come on.
Ultimate mastery comes not of the body, but of the mind.
And look at Fry with chapstick. Accomplish anything.
Yes, science!
Possess the right thinking.
Then I can change.
Only then can one be seen.
You can change.
Gives the strength. And peace.
I'm your host, Ross Anderson, and this is the Motivational Dude podcast. And on this show, we'll be exploring all the tools and tactics that you can apply to realize your potential, from mindfulness to meditation, psychology, physiology, biology, and much, much more. Let's get to it.
Face your fears. When I was a kid, around about 10 or 11, I remember my buddy and my friend having this problem with a dog. The dog's name was Sheba, and Sheba was this kind of golden coloured street dog that everybody was scared of, but he was particularly scared of Sheba. It was a badass dog, and every day we'd get off the bus and he'd have to walk the route that Sheba was on. And every day he'd get off that bus and he'd hear the barks from afar, knowing that he'd spend the next 15 to 20 minutes running away, terrified of this dog, and this dog would be barking and chasing him down. And that was his life for about 9 months to a year, until one day we're on our way home from school and he turns to me and he says, look, I am basically pissed off that this dog, with this dog, and the fact that I have to run about for 20 minutes every single day before I can get home and through the door and put my bag down. It's not happening today. So what he decided to do, he said that he was going to grab a stick, and the next time that the dog came running for him and went to bite him, and in actual fact it had never actually bit him before, but he thought it was going to, he said, whenever this dog is going to run up to me and bite me, I'm going to grab this big stick and I'm going to whack it hard. So the day came, and I remember I got off the bus, I said good luck. And he was telling me the story the following day of what happened. So he got off the bus, we departed ways, and he hears the barks. Now, normally, he'd feel that fear and he'd start running. But in this occasion, he felt the fear and he moved towards that fear. And the barks were getting closer and closer until Sheba, the scary-ass street dog, was in plain view. And it was getting closer and closer and closer. And he's grabbing his stick, poised to whack this dog hard as it comes for him. But what he noticed was interesting, as the dog kind of started striding closer and closer, ever closer towards him, he noticed that Sheba, the dog, didn't have any teeth. So even if it did try and bite him, it wouldn't have done him any damage. It couldn't hurt him. Now, that story stuck with me forever, and it only spoke to me in recent years, because of what I've been doing and thinking about the past and thinking about the moral. And it's that many of us are actually my friend. And many of us are running about scared of things that have no teeth in them. Fears are the very thing that hold us back from realising our potential. And generally, on the other side of fear is nothing. Someone once told me that if you face the thing you fear, the death of that fear is certain. So two things to remember today. When you're thinking about your dreams and your goals, when you're thinking about setting yourself a new challenge and you get that fear spike, remember these two things. Fear and your perception of fear is always far worse in your mind than it actually is in reality. And secondly, when you face the thing you fear, the death of that fear is certain. When you lean into it, when you face it, when you stare the dog in the face, the fear dissipates, it disappears, and what you're left with is courage to move forward.
And that concludes today's episode. Thank you so much for listening. I hope this serves you well. And if you've enjoyed the show, don't forget to leave us a 5-star rating and review over in iTunes. By doing so, you really do help me help others optimize. Peace out, much love, and we'll speak soon.